This is a condensed version of the practice presented in Chapter 6. 1. Settle into your body. Spend a few moments settling into your body and taking a few deep breaths. 2. Acknowledge your separation from love. Acknowledge some way in which you feel cut off or separate from love in your life. See how the lack of love feels in your body and feel that directly. 3. Feel the energy of your longing. In the place where you feel separate from love, notice your longing to feel more connected. Acknowledge your desire to be held in love, to be loved as you are. Open to the pure energy of this wish or longing without focusing on trying to get anything from anybody in particular. Feel the energy contained in the longing and let your attention rest in this bodily feeling. Sense the natural desire of the heart to abide in all-embracing pure love. 4. Open the heart and crown centers. Feel the energy of your longing in your heart center, in the center of your chest. As the energy of the longing stirs, notice any way your heart seems to come alive or open. Let your crown center, at the top and back of your head, also become soft and receptive. Feel this receptive openness in both the heart and the crown centers. 5. Let yourself receive. Notice the desire to receive love that is contained in your longing. What that desire is essentially saying is, I want to let you enter me. Let yourself acknowledge and feel that yes to receiving. As you open to receiving, check and see, is there any presence of love at hand right now? Don't think about it or look too hard. Rather, sense this very softly, very subtly. Is the presence of love available right now? Is it anywhere at hand? Don't imagine or fabricate anything with your mind. Don't make it up. Simply experience what's there. If there is some sense of warmth or love at hand, let it enter you. Let your pores drink it in. Feel the cells of your body bathing in the presence of love. Give yourself plenty of time to be with whatever you're experiencing. 6. Let yourself melt and let love hold you. Feeling the presence of love, let yourself relax and melt into it. Let yourself be held by love. Soften the boundaries of the body and feel what it's like to melt into this warmth. Can you feel love as a gentle presence that holds you, allowing you to relax and let go? Instead of having to hold yourself up, let love be your ground. May you be happy. This simple practice for extending loving kindness to others is taken from the book Tonglen by Pema Chodron, an American Buddhist nun. This book contains many other valuable practices and discussions of loving kindness and compassion as well. Here is the practice as Pema Chodron describes it. Walk down the street, perhaps for just one or two blocks, with the intention of staying as open as possible to whomever you meet. This is a training in being more emotionally honest with yourself and being more emotionally available to others. As you are walking, have the feeling that the area of your heart and chest is open. As you pass people, you might even feel a subtle connection between their heart and yours, as if you and they were linked by an invisible cord. You could think to yourself, may you be happy, as you pass them. The main point is to feel a sense of interconnectedness with all the people you meet. Pema advises noticing without judgment the thoughts and feelings that arise as you pass each person. Notice whatever you go through. Fear, aversion, judging, shutting down, or opening up. Be kind and non-judgmental toward yourself in this process as well. This can be a good practice to do whenever you find yourself judging or blaming someone. Let that judgment be a reminder to say silently to that person, may you be happy. This is a great act of compassion for yourself as well, as it immediately reduces inner stress. This is Stephen Graybill. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Perfect Love, Imperfect Relationships, Healing the Wound of the Heart by John Wellwood. This program was directed by Jessica Kay, executive producer Juliana Wilson. Text copyright 2006 by John Wellwood. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.